This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. We have some news to share about WBUR now. The station is laying off more than 10% of its staff. Among the cuts, the nationally syndicated sports program Only a Game will go off the air this fall. It had a 27-year run. The cuts are partly due to the recession caused by the coronavirus pandemic. For more now, we turn to WBUR's Kellen Borchers, who has been speaking with our fellow employees and colleagues throughout the day today. Hi, Kellen.
Hi there, Lisa.
This is a difficult day for everybody at WBUR. We've been reporting for months now on job losses tied to the coronavirus. Those same market forces are affecting us here at the station. 29 people are losing their jobs. What are people here telling you?
Well, one thing I keep hearing, Lisa, is that the pandemic really makes this doubly painful. You know, so we have a relatively new chief executive in Margaret Lowe, who says she would have made some changes anyway, as many leaders do when they arrive. But she says the cuts were deeper because of COVID-19 and the resulting economic downturn, which has taken a toll on station revenue. So that's the first level of pain. And then there's a second level because most of the staff is still working remotely. And so people can't talk and comfort each other face-to-face like they normally would.
Of course, people working remotely are still on the job for the newsroom that includes reporting on the coronavirus and reporting on the protests against racism.
That's right. And continuing the job is kind of the parting message from Executive News Director Tom Melville. You know, he's one of several high-ranking leaders leaving the station in this shakeup. Here's what he told me today.
We at WBUR have always felt a great sense of mission to serve our community. And there's important work to be done, and I wish all of my friends and colleagues continued success in covering our community.
Tom's been a fixture in local news for decades, and people know him won't be surprised to hear him handle this departure with class. Today's cuts also include people in quite a few departments, Lisa, you know, on the fundraising and business side of the station and the news operation. I have to say I've been struck by the grace many people are showing today, but that doesn't mean there isn't some second guessing.
What form are those second guesses or questions taking?
Well, one question is about the timing. You know, the station and a union that includes reporters and producers reached a tentative agreement on their first contract last week, but the deal hasn't been ratified yet, and the union says it's dismayed that the layoffs would come now. CEO Margaret Lowe tells me the station will honor any severance provisions in that contract, even though it hasn't been signed. And then there's Only a Game, which you mentioned. It had a 25-year run with founding host Bill Littlefield, but the show's been without a permanent replacement for the past 2 years, and executive producer Karen Gibbs and wonders whether the station was really committed to the program during that time.
It's always been a fight to keep this show going. Like, it's hard to sell sports to public radio management. It's absolutely a missed opportunity. I mean, I might at some point get to the anger phase of this thing, but right now I'm just kind of in the sad phase.
I think that's probably where all of us are, somewhere in the sad phase. What is the rationale for ending Only a Game?
Yeah. Well, Lowe tells me that she's also sad to see the show go, but she says it just didn't bring enough revenue to justify the production cost. And Karen Given, the executive producer we just heard, says the show will continue to cover racism in sports in the few months that it has left.
Let's talk a little bit more about race and diversity, because you wrote today that WBUR is restructuring, and in that process it will elevate some employees to new roles, but only one of them, at least as of now, is a person of color.
Right. So like any restructuring, this isn't just about who's leaving. It's also about who's stepping into bigger roles. And there are 8 people named in a staff memo who are taking on new responsibilities. 7 of them are white. And in addition to Only a Game, the programming cuts include the Kind World podcast, which is co-hosted by 2 women of color. So I talked about diversity with one of those hosts, Andrea Aswahe.
Yeah, I have to say that cutting a show about kindness and compassion hosted by 2 minority women, optics aren't great. I really hope that in this moment that they're taking this diversity and inclusion problem very, very seriously.
Now, it's worth reiterating that Lowe only arrived in January, so the composition of the staff is basically what she inherited, and she says that she is taking diversity seriously.
I'm committed to adding people of color in the leadership ranks. The people that I'm promoting are incredibly talented and deserving. I do wish we had a bigger pool of leaders of color, people of color in the organization, and that's one of the things that we have to pay great attention to.
And Lowe's restructuring plan does create 3 additional newsroom leadership positions that have not yet been filled, Lisa, so there are some chances to make good on that commitment.
WBUR's Kellen Borchers with reactions to today's layoffs here at WBUR. Thank you, Cal.
Thanks, Lisa.